Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
So Mitch McConnell, they were talking, asking him questions about voter suppression rights and things like voter suppression tactics. And he had this to say, if you haven't heard it.
What's your message for voters of color who are concerned that without the John L. Lewis Voting Rights Act, they're not going to be able to vote in the midterm?
Well, the concern is misplaced, because if you look at the statistics, African-American voters are voting in just as high a percentage as Americans.
Oh, God.
Ain't he from Kentucky?
Yes.
Ain't he been a senator for like...
Let
them go out.
He won't die.
If you couldn't understand what he said, his hand is dead already. If you ever see a picture of his hand, that hand been gone. It is black. It got black. It looked like his soul is escaping his hands. But anyway, if you couldn't understand what he said, African-American voters are voting at the same rate as regular, was it regular Americans?
As Americans.
So the quiet part out loud is, it is obvious that these tactics are meant to suppress African-American voters.
Mm-hmm.
And as Americans, this is what we mean with Americans. We mean white voters who vote for Republicans, aka middle America. Yeah. I was talking to somebody yesterday about a pitch, and he was like, he didn't know my stuff, but he was talking about, he was pitching something, and the network was like, oh, this could work, but you know, how's middle America gonna feel? And he was like, just say what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch McConnell said the quiet part out loud, which is, we need African-American voters who are voting against us by and large. We need to make it harder for them to vote as other Americans. Now, he didn't say African-American voters are voting the same as white Americans, which would have been pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
He just said as Americans, which black. The thing is, it's not really surprising to me as a black. The surprising thing is that more and more the trying to hide it is they're slipping up
mm-hmm.
and trying to hide it. So I was on Twitter talking to somebody from Great Britain, and they were saying that in British racism is way more subtle. They are just as racist.
It's like California racism.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, if y'all go down to MAGA country in LA is basically Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
They whole gun laws are different.
It's mini Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It is mini Florida. You can get a which is crazy to me. In Los Angeles County, you cannot open carry. You cannot concealed carry. Yeah. None of that stuff. In Orange County, it's just like Athens, Georgia.
Yeah.
They're like, y'all, I don't care what y'all do in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times people who want to carry go get a house or apartment in Orange County, get their ability to carry,
yeah,
and then move where they want to move just so they can keep drugs. But Sade says, so we don't consider y'all Americans. Yes.
Absolutely. But what he's also saying is, what he said, well, their fears are misplaced, is that we gonna find a way. It's not work. It's like he's saying to his constituents, it's not working.
Right.
They're still coming out. It's not working. It's almost like he's telling us, why, we've tried. Y'all still be out here.
And that's really the story of black folks in America. Try as you might, we still going to find a way. If you miss Black Ron's set on Keep Your Distance, he had such a great joke about black people and our resilience and how we wasn't sad all the time. Even though the circumstances were out of control, we still found love. We danced, we sang, we sexed. Even knowing that they might take your bed, we was like, let me see a little piece of that butt, though. Yeah. I got to see what that butt talking
about. I'm going
to
be alive. I'm going to have some sort of joy. Yeah.
And that's why, even knowing what I know now, if I had a chance to go back and be reborn again, I would choose black.
Yeah.
I would choose black. And Mexican is right there. But I would choose black.
He said a Mexican is
there's
right
always
there.
Been a black and Mexican alliance. We be getting along.
But you know what? That's the reason why. Mental health conversations, and I'm not doing a transition, y'all.
I was
Friday.
Like, girl, what ad is on like, this?
Angel, that's we're not reading.
I
yet.
Was like, what are you
talking? No, but that's the reason why mental health for us has not been a real issue, because we've had to live through so much trauma. We don't even know that it is trauma. We're like, it's normal.
It is so normal, man.
It's it's not even, it's almost. It's like, now, obviously, every single last one of us in this room has privilege. So when I say absolutely. This next statement, it is not a forgetting that. But it's like we are living in such a privileged place because we can easily look back at our ancestors. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, oh, but we don't have to worry about our child being sold off. So we are in a beautiful place, but it's just like, but you are still worried about your child being shot by the police. But we've normalized it because it doesn't look like what my mama grew up as. You know what I'm saying?
I actually had this. It was a joke I was developing. I never quite found it funny enough to be as potentially offensive enough as it was. But I was, you know, every generation talks about how bad it was for them as kids. Right. Was thinking about this, making this tweet, but I just reel that I didn't do. I was talking about how kids today, they find out they have a snow day by a text message. And we had to sit and like watch the TV as the NBA draft, which was like really funny. I was actually just thinking about this yesterday. I was in Guitar Center yesterday and a kid had walked in. I got a tweet about it. I'm going to make a video later. A kid had walked in and was like, hey, are you guys hiring? I'm looking for a job. And they were like, go online. What are you? Why are you coming to talk to us? And he was like, oh, no, I went online. I just wanted to like, first of all, I was an Asian dude with a do-rag. And I was like, don't hire him. He have no reason for that do-rag. He got straight hair.
You don't know what he's about to pull off. If he would have took that off and them waves would have been strong. No,
he had long hair underneath. I saw
it. He still could have fake waves up here in the front, Kevin. What would you have done?
But anyway. He came in and looked for a job. He was like, well, I just want to put a face to a name because, you know, I imagine I'll get a lot of applications. And I remember when I was in high school, like I really had to walk into a place and be like, are y'all hiring? No. Okay. Thank you. Go to, we literally like walk down the street or look in the classified, you know, and that's Isaiah and Joe and your kids, especially Amar, you know, can you imagine him walking into Hot Topic and be like, are y'all hiring?
No, I can imagine him going in and pushing the stuff off of the shelves and walking out and being like, you're fired. And they'll be like, sir, who are you?
Oh, when I got my job at Burger King, I'm going to tell you a quick funny story. I don't know if I told y'all. I don't care. I'm going to tell the same stories. There's always new people.
Tell it.
This, when I wanted my first job at Whataburger in El Paso, Texas, I went and said, hey, are you guys hiring? And they said yes. And I said, can I have an application? They gave me one and I filled it out. And on the availability days, I know now you're supposed to put, when you want a job, open, 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 open. I picked my schedule on the application. And I only wanted to work, I really needed like only $100 a pay period at the time because I was on reduced lunch. I just needed, you know, a couple dollars here. So I said Monday, 3 to 4:30. Maybe 5.
An hour and a half of availability.
Tuesday. Tuesday, 4 to 6. Wednesday, Bible study, I'm out. My mom not going to let me do that. Thursday, maybe Thursday be my day. 2 to 5. Friday, football games, dances, that's out. Saturday, 10 to 4, maybe. Sunday, that's out. So I had put a total of 17 hours a week. And I was genuinely surprised they didn't call me back. And my brother's like, what did you put on the application? And I was like, what do you put? He's like, what did you put on the part where they said working? I was like, I picked my schedule. He was like, nigga, then.
No, you pick when you have free time. You don't get to then say, but don't use this part of my free time.
I was like, I don't want
to
be there till 10. He was like, they were never going to come. He was like, Kevin, they went and threw that in the trash. I was like, they said they were hard. Like, ain't no, how are you going to pick in the application? I was like, I don't want to work Friday nights. He was like, you're, and I never got a job in El Paso for that.
Wait, did you got to go to dances? You said football game, dances. You got to
I didn't go to no dances. I could have went.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And told your parents you were going?
I wouldn't have told them.
Oh, okay. There we go.
And church kids, man, I didn't really. I went to some dances in middle school too, though. My parents really didn't trip about that.
Y'all were not saved.
You couldn't go to no dances?
Oh, no. I went to the dances. What are you talking about? I was homecoming queen. I was at them dances in the splits.
Yeah, me and Melissa went to some dances. We ain't really danced, though.
Nah. We didn't dance. I'm not surprised.
We was just like, we did some slow dance. I never really danced out loud in a dancing area for, like, for real.
Oh, that was, like, me and Marcus's love language for a while there.
Clubbing? Dancing?
Dancing. Hard. Hard.
I never quite figured out what to do. If a girl's not twerking on you and you just like, hey, mm-hmm. like if you're just in the world, I was like, ah.
We used to dance. I would be trying to break his pelvis with my butt while he was trying to literally shatter my spine with his crotch. This is a good time.
That was when he said we can tell.
He was strong and he could pick me up and stuff. It was a good time.
Hey, if he pick you up now, listen.
It's a lot of things that could go wrong.
I was feeling so sad last night because she was redoing her office and I was putting some instruments together and we both met in the kitchen. We was just like, ah. She walking over like, oh, my back. Listen to what the oldest thing she ever said in her life. She said, I got to go lay down before I go to bed.
Before I go to bed?
It's 10 o'clock. Just go to bed. She's like, no, I need to lay down first.
I need to just take a little bit off.
I was going to make this video too. And then we'll go to the next person, next topic. I was going to ask people, what's the countryest thing they ever heard, right? And I'm going to tell you mine. When I worked at the bank, this girl said she was from a small town. She said, my town was so small. When you gave directions, you said, okay, when you pass this house on the right, this red house, you'll go down about two songs, and then you'll hang a left. Two songs? I was like, what do you mean? She was like, you need to listen to about two songs,
yes.
And that's how you will know when to turn left. I said, how will you know? She was like, there's no mile marker.
There's
no stuff. Our house is about two songs, about two, 3.5 minutes down. I said, that ain't no... How do people find that? Two songs, Angel.
Two songs.
Got to go about two songs. Then about then you're going to get a cut
that's
in.
That's the best.
Now, how long? She was like, most songs are about 3.5 minutes. Mm. So listen to two of those. You know, you can't listen to no Maverick City Music song.
Oh, no.
You will never get there. I'd be like, Maverick City, get to the point sometimes. I put up that. What's that? What was the album, Josh, with Elevation? Was it Old Church Basement? Let me just read y'all how long these. Boy, you want to talk about sleeping good on a plane.
Somebody said, Alicia said, not a Richard Smallwood song.
Oh, my God.
We're going to be hastening to
Maverick City
forever.
Music. This whole album is 3 hours and 25 minutes.
3 hours?
For like 10 songs, minutes? Angel?
3 hours and 25
hours
minutes.
3 hours and 25 minutes.
These songs old be church, so long.
Oh no! You know what? It's some of these are music. Some of these are music videos.
Oh, I was gonna say, isn't it all like, music? I remember
being old Church long. Basement 641, Gyra 959, Talking to Jesus 830.
No,
Wait on You 924. Wait on You Reprise 415. So that means Wait on You is a 15-minute song.
Go to Maverick City Volume 2. Those songs are like 10 to 15 each.
I can't.
Maverick City Volume 2?
Yeah, Maverick City Music Volume 2. That's the one that came out, I think, in 2020.
Is that the one you put me on to? Yeah, they got the Essentials already?
Oh, they're out here, bro. They're I think Grammy nominated.
Christmas.
I think they were Grammy nominated.
Okay. That's Take Me Back. This is volume 2, 923. Keep On Getting Better, 1029. Refiner, 1213. Most Beautiful, 1207. History, 67. Communion, 1423.
Jesus in the bed sleep.
God damn!
The Holy Spirit.
Oh, volume 3.
It's longer than that?
Ava. That's the one that they hooked. What was it?
Yes, Ashley, these Funko Pops are
Volume 3. That's the one that I know most.
Hold on, let me
get it. Acting like she saved.
Then they have a Volume 3 Part 2. They just extended it.
Fill the Room, 835. Love is a Miracle, 730. Man of Your Word, 903. Lean Back, featuring Fat Joe, 1547.
Stop I was about it. To say.
Promise.
Mandolins, do not do Large Joe.
Sheesh. 1246. Golly. I'm going to wait on you. Okay. I trust in your goodness.
Come on, Kev.
Rest in your promise. Maverick City is the cool kids, man. Is it? Are we going to stick on the racism topic? If you watch Euphoria, there's
back
a guy
racism.
Named Angus Cloud. He plays Fez. He said he's a white dude. He said he got to fight to not be racist. Listen to this. And I'll just tell y'all up front, he talks just like his character talk.
I feel like born into America, especially white, you born racist, bro. The way America is like just set up and how everything is, bro, you just like, it's almost like an instinct, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's fucked up, but the first step is acceptance, bro. Yeah. I'm racist, bro. Every day I fight against that shit. I feel like being born and raised in America, everyone has a little bit of racism, sexism, all that shit. But you just gotta, like, try to get rid of it. It's something I was thinking about. You gotta accept the fact we come from this racist ass country, and that shit rubs off on you.
So you get it. He obviously sounds, either he just talks like that or he is under the influence of drugs.
I know something happened.
Cause I was like, I thought he was gonna be British or something like, hello, governor.
Governor.
He really was like, cause that's how his character talks in the show, bro, as well. I mean, he really was like, nah, Rue, I can't give you no drug. I use them.
I've never heard a 70-year-old person that talked like that.
Oh, that's that lean.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so them they don't make it.
He on that stuff.
Oh, okay.
All Keanu right. has a funny joke about that. Stuff is all encompassing for black people. Everything from weed to heroin.
Oh, yeah. It's all of the things.
You on that stuff.
He is 100% accurate.
Absolutely
in my
right.
Opinion.
People were getting mad at him because they thought he was saying he's like, I feel like if you're white in America, you're born into such a position of power and privilege that. And race, like, it's, this country is, like, if you go back to how it was founded, even prior to the transatlantic slave trade, the destruction of Native Americans, like, their land and all that, that was the first egregious thing, you know, that happened to America. So what happened to black people just continued on. The fabric of the country's waving is woven into the fabric of the flag.
Yeah.
Is racism.
Yeah.
Going back to black people, here's the thing about racism, right?
Tell me.
You'll get, we don't want you to vote, right? Okay, fine. I get that. You want to stay in power. But then you'll get black folks in Tulsa and Winston-Salem being like, okay, how about this? We'll take this part of land y'all don't want. We won't bother y'all. Don't we won't go into y'all neighborhood. Mm-hmm. We'll build our own neighborhoods up, our own bank, our own siloed community. Mm-hmm. We won't bother y'all. Mm-hmm. The black dollar gonna stay in here. White folks will be like, no, don't do that either. What do y'all want? We want you to be subservient.
Yes.
Not independent.
Come on.
Like burning down Tulsa and killing black people in Tulsa and Winston-Salem. Those are just the two most popular. It's not even the only two times it happened.
Right.
But that lets you know, like, that's just an evil. Like, that's evil. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't want you around. Okay, bet. We'll go over here and set our own stuff up. Hold on. This is thriving? Yeah. Y'all got cars and stuff? Oh, no. We can't have that neither.
Well, you know, if you like really break it down, pop, when you're dealing with a country built on capitalism, right? And capitalism is a pyramid. At the end of the day, your base has to be a lot bigger than your top.
Yeah.
We as a people are plentiful. The African diaspora is huge. So it was definitely really big back in the quote unquote founding of this country, meaning the stealing of this country.
Yes.
So when you steal and purchase all of these human beings to set up the base of your, because that's the reason why they couldn't do it with the natives. There wasn't enough of them. When you look at the base of this country, right? And it has to be, they have to be there in order for you to get to the top. You gotta, if you wanna be a 1-10%, any of those folk. So the goal in giving us more rights wasn't necessarily, it was not for us to remove ourselves from the base. It was for us to quit being so rowdy at the base.
Mm-hmm. Angel, you talking so good, they don't hear you. Are you listening, Baby Yoda?
That's all it is. And the fact of the matter is, unfortunately, like, we get the brunt of it. But anytime you have a capitalistic society, which me and you benefit from, Josh benefits from, somebody's going to be at that base.
Absolutely.
And for America, most of the time, that's going to be black folk. I mean, there are other poor people who are at the base with us. But for the most part, black people were how they were like, this is how we can become wealthy. So that's the reason why we're reaping most of the repercussions of that. So it's not to say that like there aren't women that are in the base that aren't black or people who are not black. But we are those that are supposed to be down here. So they're like, stop it now.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, Allison Meadow said this is so true. Racism is a cover for classism. Mm-hmm. If they can make poor whites feel elite, they won't notice they are poor and try to take the money from the wealthy whites.
Yeah.
Listen, that right there is the basis for racism in America.
Yeah.
You got, when slavery's over, right? I actually wrote a paper about this in college, how right after the Civil War was actually worse for black people than during slavery. That was the like I had to prove that. It wasn't how I thought it already.
Say the statement again.
It was called the Nadir. And the point that the teacher assigned to like half the class, it was proved to me that it was harder in America for black people right after slavery than during slavery. Uh-huh. And I was like, ain't no way, man, blah, blah, blah. And so I had to do research and stuff like that. And basically, there was, at least during slavery, there was some value to having black people, right? They could still kill you in fear, you know, for fear and all that so people wouldn't run away. But because you were property and you were part of the ecosystem,
yeah,
they you had some value. After mm-hmm. slavery, mm-hmm. it was like, oh no, we can't own you.
Right.
Then you have no value. Right. If you're not going to work over here for free, then, you know, blah, 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 I'll kill you, whatever. And what they found quickly was what was happening is poor whites and poor blacks will start to be like, hold on, we kind of in this together. Right. So then, to make them be like, because the thing about slavery and 1%, same thing you were saying about the base, like there's often more slaves on the plantation than white people.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Yeah. It's never the other way around.
Yeah. So you had to have other ways to keep them, you know, from revolting. And they were like, if black, and there's a theory that the reason Martin Luther King was assassinated wasn't because he was trying to unite black people. Towards the right before his assassination, he was about uniting poor people.
Yeah.
Black, white, and brown. Mm-hmm. And the government was like, oh, hey. This
changes the whole scheme.
Hey, if y'all realize you're poor mm-hmm. together
yeah.
and united, we're going to have a problem. It's an old story. I don't know if it's true or just from a book. They were talking about in Rome, they were going to give all the slaves red capes. so they could be easily distinguishable.
They talked about that in Succession. No,
I think it was Succession.
Yeah, it was. It was Succession.
It was Succession. And they didn't do it because if they gave them all capes, they would recognize how many of them there were, mm-hmm. as opposed to how many of the other people there were. Mm-hmm. So I said all that to say, classism, racism. Actually, this next story about Peloton, they make what we do seem so bad. White collar crime is way worse. Mm-hmm. There's so many black and brown people in jail for possessing, using, or selling small amounts of weed, yeah. right? Weed's a perfect example to transition to this next story. Now that weed is legal in some places, white people mainly, they capitalize off that, make $2 billion cannabis companies, $100 million cannabis companies, while black people rot in prison for something that's now legal. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So if you guys didn't hear, Peloton people got in trouble. If you would like to hear more of our bonus episodes, make sure to subscribe to our Patreon for the live aspect and the community that you're missing out on, or the Kev On Stage Studios app for just the straight bonus episodes. Boy, you're missing out with just this little stuff. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Fire. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev On Stage and that chick Angel.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.